Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you from Atlanta, Georgia, in the middle of the Olympics, when the whole world is watching what is going on in Great Britain. While they are doing that, I'm keeping track of what's going on politically at home in hopes that we can turn this nation around. There is nothing that I would like to see more. As the unemployment numbers came in last week, which are now, according to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, 8.3% are unemployed. When you factor in those who are have given up completely or who are underemployed, it goes closer to 20%. Our nation is hurting. We have never had a president reelected where the unemployment has been above 7.2. It's now 8.3. With the next 3 months coming ahead, in order to get that into the 7, there would need to be close to 500,000 jobs added each of those 3 months. That's just not going to happen. It's not possible for it to happen. And yet, with that dismal performance in the real clear politics electoral map, they have right now Barack Obama leading in states to where he has 247 electoral votes, to Romney's 191, with the toss-up being at 100. Now, doing the math, you have to have 270. Obama's got 247 in his camp right now. So he has to only win a few states. And one of the toss-up states is Florida, if he, which has 29 electoral votes. And that would put him up, if he won Florida and kept everything that they say he's got, he's going to be reelected. I just don't get it. I don't understand how in the world people would vote for him. His performance is dismal. There has never been a time in his presidency when he's operated within a budget, or even had a budget, passed a budget. The last one he sent to the House and the Senate was struck down in the Senate, 98-0. Two people weren't there. And in the House, 414-0. Nobody voted for it. Not one congressman, not even Harry Reid, not even Nancy Pelosi. And yet, here he is, on top of the world, going around, giving speeches, going, having fundraisers. But is he having cabinet meetings? His very first one this year was at the end of July. How do you run your team if you don't ever even meet with them? Think of it as a coach that sends everybody out onto the field to play and then leaves and does nothing and doesn't stay for the game. That's what we have in America right now. It's not going to work, and yet people want to vote for it. One of the critical states is Ohio. There are 20 electoral votes in Ohio, and it's one of the toss-up states. Excuse me. There are 18 electoral votes. Used to be 20. Now there are 18. He's at 247. That would put him at 247, 265. So he would just need one more little state, Iowa or Nevada, if he got Ohio, and he would win. He's up in Ohio. He's up quite a bit, according to some of the recent polls. And yet, despite this, the Obama campaign has filed a federal suit in the state of Ohio to prevent our armed forces overseas who would vote as Ohioans to have a few extra days to vote. He doesn't want the soldiers who are fighting our wars to get a break. Why do you think that would be? Because they won't vote for him. He may be commander-in-chief in name, but he is not popular among the troops. Why do you think he's not popular among the troops? Oh, that's right. His new, the law that he is for and signed into law is going to gut our military. He's all about increasing welfare, food stamps, for example, have increased under his watch from 28 million, which was too high, all the way to 46 million. 46 million people are now on food stamps. And the number's increasing, and they're trying to get more people to, they have an active campaign soliciting people to try and get them on food stamps. He wants a welfare state, and people are voting it in. What part of America is that? How does that work? How is that something that Americans want to embrace? What about American ingenuity? What about American excellence? What about us being the best nation in the world and always been so? How does that work with Barack Obama getting people on food stamps? What's the issue here? How is this? I don't get it. Do you get it? Do you understand how we as a people could elect a man like that and keep a man like that in office and re-elect him? Okay? George Bush did a pretty mediocre job to worse than that, and particularly his second term. We had the financial meltdown, and he was responsible for it. When Obama came in, he really did inherit a mess. I'll grant you that. But he said he was up for the job, and he hasn't been. And instead of admitting that he has failed, he says his plan is working. We've gone from 10 billion, trillion, excuse me, billion, I wish, from 10 trillion in debt to 16 under his watch. It's a 60% increase under this man alone. And yet, Americans are voting him back in. If the election were held today, he'd be the new president, according to all of the polls. Now, listen, I want to say this. There's a lot of negativity about the polls that are coming out. And it could be very discouraging if you think about it. At the same time, one of my favorite pundits, most of them just talk and they don't have anything to say. Dick Morris, on the other hand, is a very bright guy, and he did a marvelous job of getting Bill Clinton in and getting Bill Clinton reelected. As you'll remember, the first 2 years of the Clinton administration, they tried to put together a health care package that we were smart enough at the time to not buy. And he was way to the left. And then the Republican Congress came in with Newt Gingrich and the contract with America. And it was like, we're going to do things more conservatively. And what did Clinton do? He got smart. He moved to the center away from the left. And he governed really as a fiscal conservative. Did a good job. When he left office, we were in the surplus. Did a good job. Financially, he did a good job. There are some other things about him that were really difficult and hard to accept, obviously. Wouldn't you like to have him back right now? Wouldn't you swap him for Barack Hussein Obama in a heartbeat? Remember how when Obama ran in the primary against Hillary and there was this massive complaint that she was not being treated fairly and that he was just given, little short, little softball answers, and they were throwing her, the hard stuff. Well, still doing it. They're trying to make the issue about Mitt Romney not paying taxes. What does that have to do with the $6 trillion that Obama has increased in our debt? That's what's important. Not operating under a budget is important. But the polls right now say that Obama is leading, that he is winning, that he is headed back for 4 more years. Folks, I want to tell you something. I don't know that we can survive 4 more years of this. If he gets back in, he is going to move hard to the left. Excuse me. Why will he do that? Because he knows he's only got 4 more years. Perhaps the polls are not quite as accurate as one would seem, according to Dick Morris, which I've been trying to get here to in a minute. So the media is trying to create a sense of momentum and of inalienability about Obama's candidacy. In other words, everything is going Obama's way, and, he's going to be the next president. It's foolish to even oppose him because the American people want him. Well, it ain't necessarily so. There was a state-by-state poll that was taken where they had 600 likely voters that were interviewed in each of the swing states. Now, the swing states are the ones that are going to really make the difference in this candidacy. And they are Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Ohio, and Virginia. Frankly, I don't think that North Carolina is really in that toss-up state. I think that they're going to. They've had so many scandals with the Democratic Party in North Carolina, and the unemployment's been very high. And I think that that's going to definitely be a red state. So that particular one, I think that really doesn't fall into the toss-up the way some of them do. But in these swing states, according to Dick Morris, the trend line is distinctly pro-Romney. Of the 13 states studied, Obama was slipping in 9 of the 13. And only going up in 4. Romney is currently leading in every state that McCain carried, plus Indiana. And by the way, Indiana went for Obama, and right now, the latest poll there has Romney 55 and Obama in the 30s. I mean, it's going to, that state is solidly red again, which it pretty much always is. Romney's trending there to where he will take Indiana, probably New Hampshire, maybe even Wisconsin, probably Nevada, North Carolina, and Colorado. That would bring him all the way to 228 electoral votes, and he needs the 270. To win the election, let's just say this right now. Romney has to have the state of Florida. It's a southern state. It has a lot of retirees. It has a lot of Jewish voters. Barack Obama says he's the best friend Israel's ever had. When Mitt Romney went to Israel last week and visited Benjamin Netanyahu, it was like they were two old pals, and Netanyahu definitely wants Romney to be the next president of the United States. Israel's survival is something that is near and dear to every Jewish American, as well as every evangelical American. All of them. Are pro-Israel and definitely see trouble in this Arab Spring. What kind of nonsense is this? Egypt, Iran, all of North Africa, plus Egypt, has become a hotbed for Muslim extremists. it is not something that can that is a positive thing for the United States or for Israel. The goal of those people is to drive Israel into the sea, kill every Jew, kill them, and then they want the great Satan, which is us. Are we the great Satan? I don't think so. Which candidate favors the Arabs? Barack Hussein Obama. Which favors Israel? Mitt Romney. Any Jewish American that votes Democratic this time is just a fool. Guess what? There are a lot of them. Any evangelical that votes for Barack Obama is also a fool. But guess what? There are quite a few of them. Is what's going to happen in this election? Are we going to stay on the course that we've been going and have 4 more years without a budget, another $6 trillion or more in debt, the implementation of Obamacare with its massive taxes and intrusion into people's lives, or are we going to repudiate this path of socialism and return to the values that have made us great? The answer seems clear as to which direction we should follow, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. We're in trouble. We're in deep economic trouble. Following the course that he says is working, leading to further debt, going over a cliff financially. How people can vote for this is beyond me. I don't get it. I just don't get it. How can any reasonable person, given any kind of standard of judgment as to what has been successful and what has failed, vote for Barack Hussein Obama? We're in desperate economic condition, not getting any better. It's not going to get any better. And yet, he's going to win, according to the polls right now. Maybe Morris is right. I hope he's right. I hope that this is, I don't trust what the mainstream media says. I think anybody that does would be a fool. And yet, at the same time, if these polls are done accurately, they're supposed to be scientific and replicatable. That's what survey research is all about, is, okay, we've taken this sample, and this sample says that Obama would get 52% of the vote, and right now Romney would get 48. And if you threw that sample out and took another one, it had pretty much come up with the same result, plus or minus a couple of percent. And yet, by the way they ask the question sometimes, it makes it very hard to see if these things are accurate or not. I'm nervous. I'm nervous for our nation. I'm nervous for our future. I'm nervous that we can remain a free people. I'm nervous that I'm going to come to the end of my life and not leave a nation as strong as the one that I was given when I was born. I'm nervous that our generation is going to throw it all away. I'm nervous that we have more fools in America than wise people. I'm nervous that the militancy of the progressive and radical left wing and mean-spiritedness of them is going to be so overwhelming that it keeps good people from taking back our nation. This whole thing in the last week or week and a half about Chick-fil-A and Rahm Emanuel has been encouraging. Well, we don't want Chick-fil-A in Chicago because, you know, it doesn't have Chicago values. Chicago's a big Catholic town. So is Boston. Okay, I'll grant you that it doesn't have San Francisco values. But Boston and Chicago, please. Here's an area where free speech and freedom of belief have been repudiated in favor of, well, everything. You know, this is, you know, this is hate. It's hateful to not want gay marriage. How can you be like this? How can you people be so homophobic? But, you know, it doesn't equate, and it isn't true. How about this? What's wrong with hanging with the Judeo-Christian worldview, which has been male-female marriage for 6,000 years? So, because the progressives say that's not right, we should just throw away a 6,000-year tradition that, by the way, is what's basic and what has made the United States the greatest nation in the world ever, from the Puritans and the Pilgrims in the 1600s, all the way through. We've had values that have been for one man, one woman marriage. When it's put on a ballot, what happens? Over 30 times, there's been a vote in over 30 different states. Each time, the sanctity of marriage has been upheld. Not one state ever has voted for gay marriage. Now, they've won court battles, but they haven't won the people's heart. It was good to see Chick-fil-A do so well and people come out. It was encouraging. We've got to take our nation back. We need your help. We need everybody doing their share to repudiate Barack Hussein Obama. What do I like best about Mitt Romney? He's not Barack Obama. Now, there, I've said it. We'll talk next week. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.